Welcome back. I do have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with the Clarinda Community School District, the Clarinda Cardinals, and we have the, what's the head cardinal called, Mr. Privia, the superintendent, Mr. Jeff Privia, superintendent of the Clarinda Community School District. A pleasure to get to visit with you, Mr. Privia. I always enjoy the conversation.
Aaron, nice to be with you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. How are things in Clarinda?
Hey, things seem to be going really well. You know, we're just working away down here in the corner of the state and doing our thing, and things seem to be going really well for us.
You know, you just stay at it, don't you? That's what. That's all you can do is just stay at it. Did you have any snow?
You know that.
Did you have any snow?
We do not.
Huh.
You know, we thought we were going to get a little this morning, but I wouldn't even say we got enough for a dusting. So we're pretty happy down here. We wouldn't. I know our farmers wouldn't mind the moisture, though.
Yes, that is for sure. We definitely need some moisture. That's for sure. And now a red flag warning for Thursday afternoon. So there you go. A little bit of it all. So. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on now. Mr. Private, you're going to have to talk slow and let me understand this, but you have a challenge grant through, I think, some foundations and businesses there within the Clarinda community. I want you to explain to me what's going on with this challenge grant.
Sure. So the Clarinda Foundation partnered with the Cardinal Fund, and they challenged our community to raise $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
In doing that, the Cardinal Fund would match, I'm sorry, the Clarinda Foundation would match the $200,000 for a total of $400,000. And the Clarinda Foundation has actually already given us $200,000. So that total would be $600,000 that we would earn for HVAC needs here in our community.
How's that? That's a generous endeavor, isn't it? A lot of work. But very generous for the Clarinda Foundation to issue that grant, that challenge.
Absolutely.
Grant. You bet. And the Cardinal Fund is the Cardinal Fund raising money now, or is that all wrapped up, or where are we at in that process?
The Cardinal Fund is working on getting the word out for donations. And within that, we actually had FS decided to do a 3 cent per gallon give back for every gallon of fuel that people will fill up at FS. So we are going to take those dollars that we earn to give to the challenge grant, and then we'll actually double our money through the challenge grant as part of that $200,000 we're trying to raise.
Wow. So you're well underway with this at this point.
Yeah, it just started beginning of March. It goes all the way through June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all the programs end, and we'll see where we're at. Hopefully, we're sitting at that $200,000 mark.
So with the FS, the 3 cent give back, 3 cent per gallon give back, is there a designated pump with that, or is it just any pump there?
Any pump at FS.
Wow. Very cool. You know what? Well, hats off to those partners in the community doing that, Mr. Privia. That's awesome.
It is wonderful the way this community supports the school system. We do our best to give back to the community also, but the community really supports our school system and what we're doing and what we're trying to do here. You know, with the new addition that we got done, we had a lot of people go through and take a look at that and had a lot of good compliments. So, you know, they're trusting us to do the right thing and use those dollars the best we can and get the best bang for our buck.
And speaking of that, the new addition, I've had the opportunity to tour the new addition. It is so nice, Mr. Privia, just a really well done and just a great addition. If people haven't been through it, I would encourage them to take the opportunity to check it out because it's pretty remarkable.
It came out really nice. You know, from my side, not only did it come out nice, but, you know, we came in on time and under budget. So we were thrilled that that all happened because it's just not heard of anymore.
No,
seems like everything takes a little longer and over budget. We were thrilled how things came in.
That is exactly right. That's a rare thing. On time and under budget. Well, that doesn't happen very often, but you celebrate it when it does. So. Well,
Absolutely.
So back to the challenge fund now. So anyone can participate. Could I just find one of the members of the foundation or someone involved with the Cardinal Fund and just donate money? How can I contribute to that?
Well, you do know it's tax season by chance. And
that it is,
people
sir.
People may need some write-offs.
Uh-huh.
So we're there willing to help with that process. So if you would happen to call the school, the Clarinda Foundation, or the Cardinal Fund, Facebook pages or websites, you will find it on our website, their websites. So there's plenty of opportunities out there if you do just a little bit of looking. And if you don't want to look, you can give us a call and we will send you the link.
Because, yeah, absolutely, it is tax season and you may be looking to help yourself out a little bit there. This would be a great thing to help. And even maybe you just want to give a little, whatever, however that works for you and your world, a great opportunity to help. And this will be designated or kind of earmarked for HVAC upgrades. I don't want to know that I'd say, well, it would be improvement, wouldn't it? Absolutely. To keep the HVAC up to snuff. And there's some work to be done there, Mr. Privia.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're looking at controllers that we didn't get to do with our first project here, AC in our commons at the high school, an auditorium parking lot. One of my biggest needs, I feel, is the elementary electrical in the old addition, the 1957 addition. We really need to update that electrical so we can actually run our computers and charge them.
Yep. You know, they just almost give that stuff away anymore, all that work that you're doing. So, if you've checked prices recently, you know it's pretty steep. I say that jokingly because it is seems very expensive, that's for sure. But this would go a long way, would it not, Mr. Privia?
It sure would. It helps us a ton, you know, with proposed tax changes and property tax from the governor and the legislation.
Uh-huh.
We're a little nervous on this side of those changes. And some of that saved dollars that we use to pay off this project, you know, we don't want to see any of that those dollars change. And I know the governor's got her eye on taking a little off the top, and so is legislation. So we're watching that kind of closely, just trying to make sure we're able to keep paying our payment for our building that we just added.
You bet. Let's switch gears, but still talk about some things for, let's say, improvement for the community. The before and after school daycare. What's going on there? I know that maybe you're looking at a survey, working with the community. Talk to me what's going on with daycare.
So right now, we already partner with Grandma's House. Here in Clarinda. What we're looking at is how can we partner with them a little bit more to help take care of, for sure, after school care, before school care, maybe not as much, but we will look at that also and see where we can help with school-age children already being at the elementary possibly, which may open up some spots for 0 through 3-year-olds at Grandma's House. So we're really trying to work with them to see if we can get some spots opened up. As you know, daycare is a huge topic in about every community.
Yes, it is.
And just being able to help parents, if we can do that and help Grandma's House just by giving them a little space, not that I have a lot to give, but if I can work out something, I'm going to try to do it so we can get more kids in the daycare system to help Grandma's House, and it helps us. So those kids will already be there, and, you know, we'll be able to work for breakfast and maybe an after-school snack, those kind of things as we go forward. And we're just trying to see what that interest is and how many parents would really be interested in that. So I know Grandma House on their Facebook page has put out a survey to see who would be interested to our parents, and we'll see how that goes.
So do you know when the survey closes, or is it just out there for a period of time here while you're looking at this?
It's just out there for a period of time, and we'll see kind of how that goes. And if our response is a little low, you know, we might do another little push. But I don't think it will be. I think a lot of parents will get on that right away. And, you know, if they need daycare, they will find us, I'm sure.
You know, that is such an important piece of making everything work for parents in the community, you know, to come into the community and move to the community. Where's daycare? That's one of the first questions that comes up. So absolutely, there's your opportunity. Grandma's House Facebook page, and grip that survey, fill that survey out. Then that will help inform decisions going forward. Is that something you'd hope to get in place by next school year, Mr. Privy, or are you just still gathering information at this point?
Yeah, depending on how that survey goes, we'd like to have that next year. We just hired two teachers, a husband and wife, has a one-year-old. Their first question was, what kind of daycare yep. options do I have?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, so, exactly.
So we're really hoping that we can help take care of that need. And like I said, that helps school. It makes us more attractive as a school district
yep.
When we can help our parents.
Absolutely. So there you go. Fill the survey out. And again, aid in that that endeavor. So that just helps. Well, it helps everybody, really. Not just the school, not just those kiddos, but parents, like you say, being able to move to town and grow the community. So it's a good thing. All right.
Absolutely.
Jeff Privia with me, the superintendent of the Clarinda Community School District. Mr. Privia, what else do we need to chat about? What else do you have going on? ISASP upcoming soon, and in the not-too-distant future, you have spring break as well, right?
Yeah, we have ISASP coming up at the end of April. You know, we always want to perform well on those, and our district's been improving the last 3 years, so this will be my fourth year. We've been doing really well, and we're happy with our growth. Of course, you know, you're never satisfied, but you can always be happy.
Yeah.
Our middle school made U.S. News list of top middle schools, so, you know, we're thrilled with that. As we go forward, then we got spring break coming up there at the beginning of April, so our students and staff will have a few days off to regenerate to get ready for the end of the year.
You betcha. You betcha. Well-deserved as well. Mr. Privy, it's a pleasure to visit with you. A lot of good things going on. I would encourage people to at least find out a little bit more about the Challenge Grant. Check the Clarinda Foundation or the Cardinal Fund, or it's on your websites as well. Find out more information about that. Contribute if you can. And also, find that survey and fill that survey out for after school daycare, because that's really important as well. I want to encourage people to educate yourself and know what's going on. So, great stuff.
Awesome.
Mr. Privy, a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for your time. It's been a real pleasure.
Aaron, always good to talk to you. Thank you, sir.